Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Molly Smith, Artistic Director, Arena Stage in Washington, D.C.
And we are talking because there's a brand new world premiere power play that is now playing at Arena Stage. It's called Change Agent, now through March 6th. What's the basic premise of this? Sounds like something good for our political crowd here.
Absolutely. This is a D.C. story. And I think our audiences are going to really be intrigued by this because it's about the high stakes of power in politics. And it's going to feel familiar to many of your listeners here, many of whom will remember having experienced these events firsthand, which happened in the 1960s. So once I say 1960s, people immediately go to, ooh, what could this be about? It was during the Cold War. It was during the Civil Rights Movement, Cuban Missile Crisis. And it's really kind of a thrill ride that focuses on one woman who is really a hidden influencer and how she wielded some of the levers of power. I mean, there are classic characters, or not really characters, real live human beings, like John Kennedy, Jackie Kennedy, that are in it. And then there are other characters that are pretty hidden from the public. And what's interesting is, how does one person affect change in a big, bold way in a country like America? And it's about a particular woman as well, who was a painter here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So tell me about who was the woman? What was her name? You said she was a painter, but tell us more about her.
Her name was Mary Pinchot Meyer. And that's all I'm going to tell you about. I want people to come and see the play and experience who she was.
Okay, cool. So we know she's a painter, but other than that, all we know is she becomes a change agent sort of behind the scenes for some of the most important, impactful world events of the 60s.
That's exactly right. And if that doesn't whet your appetite, I don't know what would.
I love it.
It's written by Craig Lucas and also directed by Craig Lucas, who is one of the fiercest writers working in the American theater today. But one other thing that I wanted to say is that there is quite a bit in this play about media influence.
Oh, cool.
And the media's influence on truth and power in the country, as well as the militarization of the United States in the context of the world. And given what America is in the midst of right now in terms of Russia, I think that there is a real historical sense of what happened before and what's happening now.
Yeah, to go into that a little more, tie together how, I mean, we're dealing with the Cold War, Cuban Missile Crisis. We're doing, you know, so back, it's basically, you know, America and the Soviet Union at odds back then in the 60s when this play takes place. Flash forward to today, and there's lots of parallels with Russia, you know, threatening to maybe invade the Ukraine and, you know, us rallying with NATO to try to stop it. I mean, draw the parallels for me.
Absolutely. So the play actually starts in 1936. But the heart of it is really in the 1960s. So if we look at 36, we get pretty quickly into World War II. And we get pretty quickly into the atom bomb. And we move into the Cold War. And today, in America, in this moment, we're going through some of the same questions that they were going through in the 1960s, because today we are looking at what's happening as far as Russia possibly invading the Ukraine. And all of the ideas that came out of World War II, the reasons why people fought in World War II, and how they transformed into different programs in the United States after that, also moves into our Cold War thinking that still gets carried into the way in which we look at the world today. This was a woman who believed in peace. She believed in peace so much that she was able to convince somebody very important to have conversations with Khrushchev during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So that's a piece of what the play is about as well.
Wow, it just sounds fascinating. Slice of history that we don't necessarily know about, but tied within themes that we know a lot about. We think we know a lot about. So that, I mean, it's going to make for a great night at the theater. I know we're not allowed to really give away more about the central figure, the woman here. But you could you is there anything you can tell us about, some of the other famous figures that show up? You mentioned JFK. Is there anybody else?
And Jackie Kennedy is in it as well. So the characters within this really came out of a part of American life of young men who went to war during World War II and what they brought out of that experience. And what they brought out of that experience is they moved into different areas of American government. And so their fears, their hopes, their dreams are all laid out for us as well. There are some characters in it as well who dovetail very much with JFK, both before he became president and after he became president, and of course, Jackie at the same time.
Wow. And you mentioned that it's written and directed by Craig Lucas. He's a Tony nominated playwright and director himself. He's done, versions of An American in Paris and Light in the Piazza. I mean, he's one of the greats, like you said. So explain how this is part of your Power Play series.
Well, probably about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I started talking to Craig about writing a power play. And one of the decades that was left for a writer to write about was the 1960s. And he almost immediately focused on that and said he grew up during the 60s. So it's an important time period for him. And he has a lot to say about it as well. He's one of the brightest minds in the American theater too. You mentioned projects like Light in the Piazza, which was a really a translation of a book that was done all around the country, and it was done here at Arena Stage. An American in Paris also book for a musical, but he also wrote wonderful plays like The Dying Gaul. And I think audiences are going to be really excited to see this writer-director and his visualization of his own work.
Now, you speaking of visualization, let's make sure we touch on that really quick. So if our listeners turn out to Arena Stage, in the Kogod Cradle there, what are we going to see visually in terms of the set? Is it like, the halls of Washington kind of recreated, or what do we got?
No, it won't be the halls of Washington recreated, but Wilson Chin, who's the set designer, is someone who has created a space that is timeless and can be an anywhere, any place space. There are a lot of projections in the production as well, by Kate Hevner, that are just exquisite in it. Alejo Vieta, who's the costume designer. People remember his costumes from projects like Anything Goes. I think he also did Pajama Game. I mean, he really understands this period. There's a sensuality and a sexuality to the clothes that are just a gorgeous flow on stage. So I think people are going to be really engaged. It's been fascinating in the previews because anytime we do a new play about Washington, D.C., that audience leans in like crazy. They parse all of the language. Talking to people afterwards, they immediately have said to me, God, I can't wait to get home and look up all of these events and these people and find out more. And I love that about DC because it's such a educated audience and it's a group of people that want to know and understand things that have happened in Washington, DC that they might not be aware of, but sort of remember from reading newspapers years ago.
Right. I mean, what other town will you have people in the audience that live through these events? Some of them might even be, directly connected to family members or themselves even worked for some of these people. I guess before we run, in closing, dish on the cast. Who plays this central, heroine figure as well as some of the other roles in the play?
Andrea Abello plays Mary. Luis Vega plays Jack Kennedy. Cecily is played by Regan Linton. Jeffrey Amora plays Cord. And Catherine Tickell plays Jackie. So it's only five people who play out this epic story.
Well, it sounds great. Again, everybody, it's called Change Agent. It's the world premiere of this thing. It's Change Agent now through March 6th at the Kogod Cradle at Arena Stage. So get your tickets now. Hey, Molly, thanks so much for joining us.
So great to talk to you, Jason. Can't wait to see you at the theater.